We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoreh Deah, Hilcha Shechita, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Vov. V'zeh bechinas shkolim shenitztavu b'shvil lechaper al avoin ho'egel, shekoilel kol hachatoim. Based on what we're learning till now, we could understand the reason why Hashem instructed Bnei Yisrael to have each and every Jew give a machtzis hashekel, and that was to serve as a kapora, an atonement for the contributing to the Egel HaZohov, which is koilel all sins, the sin of Avodah Zorah, especially at that time. Ki oz chozro hazuamo, because the Gemara tells us that when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, it was as if the snake injected a zuamo of filth into Chava, and that filth remained throughout the generations until Matan Torah. When the Jews stood at Matan Torah, the Gemara says, Posko Zuamosom, that Zuamo came to an end. It was finished. And then the Gemara says, when they went ahead and worshipped the Egel HaZohov, Chozro Zuamosom, that returned again. V'nitztavu achar Yom HaKippurim litein shkolem lekapora. And then we know that Hashem gave the Torah to Bnei Israel on Shavuos, Vov Sivan. Then Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven for 40 days. He came down on Shivasar B'Tammuz, and that's when he witnessed the Egel HaZohov. That's when he broke the Luchos, and he went back up to heaven a second time and came down on Rosh Chodesh Elul. We're calculating within a day or two. Then he went back up on Rosh Chodesh Elul and came down again on Yom Kippur. That was when he came down the third time and brought the good news of Solachti Kidvorecho, that Hashem said he forgave the Yidden. And right after that is when Hashem instructed the Yidden to give Shkolim, to give this Machtes HaShekel, to serve as a Kapora. Kamei Shekosuv, as it says in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa there, when it speaks about the Machtes HaShekel, Lechaper al Nafshoi Sechem, to atone for your Nefesh, for your Nefoshes. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ze bechinas agro de taneso tzidkoso. This goes back to what we quoted earlier. The fact that the Gemara says that one of the most important parts of a fast is the tzedakah that's associated with the fast, the charity that's associated with it. Sheikra tainas hu hatzedako shel Eretz Yisrael. And we know that in Torah Lamed, in this Torah Likutei Moran that this halach is based on, we said Rabbeinu Zal speaks about regular tzedakah and tzedakah teretz Yisrael. And he says that tzedakah teretz Yisrael is obviously a higher level. So Rav Nosson Zal says now that the main quality of a tainas is dependent on the tzedakah of Eretz Yisrael. Shaydei zeh malin hanefesh umachniin haguf. That's what helps us to elevate the nefesh and to elevate the soul and to be machnia the body. Kimavur b'hatoyra anal, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Lamed Zayin. V'alkein, achar yoim ha-kippurim shehu yoim tainas ha-kodosh, that's why after the Yidden had Yom Kippur, which is the holy fast day, achar kach nitztavu al ha-shkolim. Immediately afterwards, Hashem commanded them to give the shkolim, sheheim nidva slav, which is coming from the goodness of their heart, the generosity of the heart, bechinas tzedoko, bechinas agra detaneso tzidkoso. This coincides with what the Gemara says, that the reward for a fast is based on the tzedoko. V'hakoil kedei l'sakein cheto egel. This was all in order to correct the pigama, the egel hazohov, shekoilel kol hachatoim, which is koilel all sins. The Gemara says a person who worships Avodah Zorah, it's as if he's koifer b'chol ha-Torah kula. Kedei l'hachnia hachomer v'haguf, in order to subdue the physical, the body, ulasakein ulahalois es hanefesh, and to elevate and to perfect the soul. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, lechaper al nafshoy seichem, to atone for your nefesh, al nafshoy seichem daika. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at what the pasuk is saying, that the Yom Kippur fast and the tzedakah is all for the nefesh. That's the purpose. Ki hashkolim heim bechinas tzedakah shel Eretz Yisrael. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain how the shkolim, the machtes hashekel that was given for the Mishkan, why he's calling that tzedakah shel Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean? They weren't in Eretz Yisrael. They were in the desert at the time. Shehu Bechinas Hevel Peh She'ein Boi Chet Shel Tinoike Shel Beis Rabban, which Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likut Imran ties these two things together, Tzedakah Teretz Yisrael and the pure breath of children who learn in a yeshiva, who learn, you know, at a young age, the purity of the words that come from their mouth. Just like the purity of their words is referred to as Hevel Peh She'ein Boi Chet, it's a breath, an air that has no sin to it. So too, when we speak about Eretz Yisrael, we speak about Avira d'Eretz Yisrael, the holy breath, the holy air of Eretz Yisrael. She'ikar hisalus hanefesh huayde zekanal, whereby the main ability to elevate the soul is through this, through Tzedakah Teretz Yisrael, through the Hevel Peh of Tinoik Yishol Beis Rabban. Ki hashkolim hoyu b'shvil nidvas hamishkan, because these shkolim that the Yidden were giving was to support the Mishkan. V'ze yodua shehamishkan hoyu kedei lahamshich ulagalois kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And we know that the reason why Hashem gave the Yidden a Mishkan while they were in the desert was to reveal the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. She'ikar kedushos mibeis hamikdash. We know that the center of the holiness of Eretz Yisrael is the Beis Hamikdash. Shehu bechinas Mishkan. And the Beis Hamikdash and Mishkan are synonymous in a sense. Ki hamishkan ubeis hamikdash hem bechinachas. They are one concept. Kemo Yishon Razal, as the Gemara says in Eruvin, Ashkechon Mikdosh, the Ikri Mishkan, that we find in different places in the Torah that the Mikdosh is called Mishkan. So we see that these two are interchangeable in a sense. Ubechol Mokim Asher Hoyachonisham HaMishkan Hoyasham Kol Hadinim Shel Kedushas Beis HaMikdosh. And wherever the Mishkan rested, wherever they put up the Mishkan, the laws that apply to the Beis HaMikdash apply to that area. Linyan Harchok Azorim Utmeim, regarding a person who is Tomei not being allowed to go past a certain line, or a non-Kohen not being allowed to enter certain places. Ki b'hamishkon hoya kedushas ha-Beis HaMikdash, shubachinas kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because the Mishkan had in it the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, which is kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That's the highest kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Shehu b'chinas hevel ha-kodoy shel tinoikis shel Beis Rabban, which is synonymous with that pure breath that comes from the mouth of these small children who are learning Torah. Sheheim mekablim hevel piyam ha-kodosh mi-ha-mishkan. They draw their breath from the Mishkan, mi-beis kodshei kadoshim, from the Holy of Holies. Sheshom omdu ha-kruvim. What did you have in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash? In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Holy of Holies. What you had there was children. You had the Kruvim, which were these forms that appeared like birds, and the faces were like babies, like small children. Sheheim Anpi Zutri. The Gemara and the Zohar Kodesh call it baby faces. That's what that was on the Kruvim. Bechinas Tinoikos. That's these Tinoikos Shel Beis Rabban. Kemuva b'hatoira hanal, as is brought in Torah Lamed Zayin, ukemashakosu b'hatoira zamra l'kai boidi b'simen reish pei beis, and as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in the famous chapter 282 in the Kutemran, azamra, shehatinoikois mekablin hevel piem me'amishkon shel kol tzadik v'tzadik. There, in Torah reish pei beis, Rabbeinu Zal says that each and every tzadik builds a mishkon, and from his Mishkan is where the children draw their Hevel Peh She'ein Boi Chet. So we see that in Likutei Moran, when Rabbeinu Zal ties together the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and the Hevel Peh of Tinoik Yishol Beis Rabban, now Rabbeinu Nosson Zal is taking it one step further and tying it to the Mishkan, which is the essence of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. The Mishkan is the Mikdosh. Alkein, al yedei hatzdoko shel hashkolim, b'shvil ha-mishkon, shu b'chinas kedushas Eretz Yisrael, b'chinas hevel piyam shel tinoikos, therefore, through the contributions that the Yidden made, the machtzis ha-shekel that they gave to the Mishkan, which is synonymous with kedushas Eretz Yisrael, which is where these children draw their pure breath from, ayidei ze zoichen lahachnia ha-choymer v'aguf, that's what helps us to subdue, to lower the body, the physical, ulahaloi sanefesh, and to elevate the spiritual, the soul. Shehu tikun kol hachatoim kanal. And that's the concept of fixing all sins. Ki kol hachatoim nimshochem mizuamas haguf, שחוזרו על ידי אבוין הויגל, כידוע. Because all of our sins are a result of that filth that came back to the Yidden when they worshipped the Egel HaZohov. Remember the filth that started when Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas? That Zuhamor? And it continued for generations until Matan Torah, when the Yidden stood at Matan Torah and they saw Hashem and all the great light that they got at that time, that Zuama was terminated. But unfortunately, it came back at the Egel HaZohov, and everything, all the sins that we experience throughout the generations are tied into that Zuama, are tied into that Egel HaZohov.